ask me, how often do we do this? We do this every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, at this time. And you're welcome to come. We have copies of the scripture. If you don't have a copy of the Bible, we'd love to put a copy of the Bible in your hands. And the death and the suffering of God's salvation is all through the Bible. You can read one of David's Psalms, Psalm 22, and you'll read in that Psalm that God's Savior was going to die in such a way and describe 1,000 years before he ever came was the crucifixion scene of Jesus the Christ. And what he would say on the cross was written in the Bible by the gospel of God and the grace of God. He became my Savior, my representative, and you can have him too.
We have a meal after every one of our Sunday services, and that gives us an opportunity to sit down not only with believing people, but to sit down with unbelieving people. It gives us an avenue and an access to people. That's what we've seen. And now, because you have done something that has met a pressing need, they really know these people care about me. They really love me. And I think that God uses our loving our neighbor to give them an open ear for the gospel.
We have a lot of people that have been asking for Bible studies outside of just Sunday. So we're starting Bible study on Tuesdays, and really I've gone and asked the volunteers, what do you want to hear? Like, what are you searching for in these Bible studies? And a lot of them are just answering, we just want to know how to study our Bible, just to read, just what the Bible's about. They're starting from ground zero, really.
The Bible says we're supposed to, in using the King James language, we're supposed to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. Because how do you show love? How does someone know that you love them? Well, how do we know the Lord loves us? He gave. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Men's Bible studies, Friday night women's Bible studies, Tuesday Bible studies for volunteers that are getting ready. So you have those Bible studies where there's further exposition and teaching the Bible, talking with people, sitting down with the Jameses and hearing his story, the Nancys, the Almeidas, the Toms, all these other people. But you've got to have a contact with people. It starts with contact with people. And this avenue God's given to us has been what gives us that.